September 2018 video game releases, and more, coming up on today's episode of the Latest in Tech News Podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Latest in Tech News Podcast. I am your host, Taylor Merrick. This is the world's only 3-in-1 daily show on everything tech, gadgets, and gaming news. And if you're new here, welcome. Feel free to chat with us during the show. We'd love to hear your thoughts. If you're listening to the podcast, welcome as well. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Leave us a review. We appreciate it so much. But keep in mind that you're about a day behind in the podcast content. You really should be joining us over at mixer.com/technewsgadget. And if you're watching the live show right now, hey, be sure to hit that follow button so that you can be informed the next time we go live and so that you don't miss out. Because post-show, we do play some video games and we have done games with viewers and everybody else, and it's a whole lot of fun. So don't want you to miss out on that. Finally, we are also on Twitter at TechNewsGadget, where you can send us your questions, rants, suggestions, both during or after the show. Octavius is still not watching Twitter. He doesn't seem to consider it useful. He says people just retweet stuff all the time and like stuff. And I try to explain to Octavius, for those of you who don't know, he's my pet octopus. I try to explain to him that, you know, it's much more than that. You see, I've been on Twitter since like 06, 08, in like beta mode. So I'm quite familiar with it. I used to have the same opinion he did until it actually one day clicked. And everything on Twitter, Twitter became fun, became cool. That was the place where I hung out for quite a number of years before I unfortunately jumped ship and went over to Facebook. So if you happen to hear any noise in the background, there's a festival in my area. Nothing I can really do to mute that sound out. So just so that you're aware, now you're aware. So let's head on over to the trivia board. I know that for some of you who are in the live chat right now, we got some trivia. And want to make sure to test your knowledge when it comes to the latest tech, as it were. So keep in mind that there's a wide range of colors here on the board that you've probably seen. Purple is most difficult, and green is easy. Those of you watching, do you want choose easy or maybe something mid-range, or do you want to go for super hard? Just to test how much do you actually know your tech. Alright, we'll go for easy. Alright, the question is, what is the world's best-selling PC game? A. Half-Life 2. B. Minecraft. C. World of Warcraft, or D, Doom? About that a little bit. I know what I'm going to say to you. Let's say Minecraft. Hey! Correct answer is Minecraft. Created by... Oh, I hate this guy's name. Sellout! Marcus Notch Pearson, and released as developmental build in May 2009, Minecraft sold its first 1 million copies by January 2011, less than a month after entering its beta phase in December. By 2016, the sandbox building sensation sold over 106 million copies, 25 million on PC, to become the world's best-selling PC game and the second best-selling game on all platforms worldwide, second only to Tetris, which has sold around 500 million copies since emerging in 1984. Well, it's a good thing he's happy on his stupid little island. Yes, I agree, Octavius. I really shouldn't talk about this sellout anymore, because he makes me mad. I already rant about Minecraft plenty. I think I'm done ranting. Time to move on to the next question, shall we? Alright. Where is a grave filled key on a standard US-UK QWERTY keyboard? A. Above tab and below escape. B. Above the arrow keys. C. On the number pad. Or D. Above enter and below backspace. Where's the grave tilde key on a keyboard? A US QWERTY keyboard. I know where. A, above tab. And below escape. And location of it typically changes with the computer's language settings, but with the US UK QWERTY keyboard, it's above tab, and below escape, and before the number 1. So, let's see. Last question. 1024 gigabytes is equal to 1 terabyte. 1024 terabytes is equal to 1 petabyte. How many gigabytes are in a petabyte? Uh-oh, here we go. We got math and a question. 2480 gigabytes for A. B, 1 million gigabytes. C, 2048 gigabytes. Or D, 40,096 gigabytes. How many gigabytes are in a petabyte? And the correct answer is B, 1 million gigabytes. Brief explanation why a million gigabytes is correct, though the exact answer would vary depending on whether you asked a hard drive manufacturer, who would say that a megabyte is a million bytes, and thus a petabyte would be 1 million gigabytes, or an operating system developer who would say that a petabyte is 1,048,576 gigabytes, seeing as software calculates megabyte as 1,048,576 bytes. So, there you go. That's your trivia for today. Hey, make sure you study up on this stuff so that you don't miss out next time we have trivia. Moving on. Oh, but before we move on, we have to take a step back. You guys know the drill. I shouldn't have to be telling you about this over and over again. Today is September 1st, 2018. On this day in history, in 1977, Pioneer 11 became the first man-made object to fly by Saturn. If you don't want to count out the rock that I threw up in the air one time and I completely lost track of it. I didn't see it come down anywhere. It's like it just vanished into thin air. As far as I'm concerned, I threw it out into space, and it's still floating to this day. Man-made, not necessarily, but I did have kind of some input, as I'm the one who picked it up and threw it in the air. I'm probably fooling myself, but I swear, I'm a kid. Okay, back when I was a kid, I honestly thought that it went up into the sky and disappeared. I never saw the rock come down, and I threw it essentially straight up as almost straight up can be. No, I didn't hit myself on the head. Yes, a friend was present. No, we weren't drinking. So I'm not exactly sure. So there you go. There's your day in tech history. Moving on to the latest tech news of today. We got a lot to cover today. In case you're watching the live show right now, you can type in !! show notes to get the show notes for today. The mod. Thanks for the follow. Huzzah indeed. Just covering the latest tech news and video games coming out today. First up, IFA 2018. Here's the best tech to come out of that. Let's take a look, shall we? I know I covered a couple of the things earlier this week that had come out gadget-wise from IFA, and you'll see that in there. But we'll be covering a little bit more. From 8K TVs to crazy custom PCs to phones, wireless headphones, and a little bit of everything else. People over here at Mashable walked the halls of the Mess Berlin, clocking in well over 10,000 steps a day to find only the stuff worth talking about, and here's what they're able to find so far. First off, the Acer Predator Thronos gaming chair. I covered that earlier. Pretty incredible looking chair, don't you think? Once you hop in, you may never want to get out. Yes, it tilts. It's supposed to interact with whatever's going on in a video game. Quite impressive. There's only one feeling when you hop into this personal gaming cockpit, and it is pretty cool. With a chair that reclines 140 degrees, a brace for mounting up to 3 27-inch monitors in front of your face, built-in chair vibrations that rumble with your games, and of course, tons of LED glow, Thronos takes gaming to another level. Just do keep in mind that it weighs like 485 pounds. Pricing hasn't been released on it, so Yeah, this will probably be a hefty price investment if you do want to do that. Here we are looking at a video of somebody getting into it. Pretty, pretty cool. Also, the Sony 1000X MK3 noise cancellation headphones, I think I covered that yesterday. They're littered with a gazillion pairs of wireless headphones all over IFA, but this was their favorite. It's the successor to the MK2 wireless noise canceling over-the-ear headphones. This time, they improved the headphones in a variety of ways. To recap, they're more comfortable to wear for longer periods of time thanks to larger ear cups and padding on headband. Noise cancellation tech and audio quality for phone calls has improved. There's a new touch control that lets you put your palm on the right ear cup to temporarily disable noise cancellation. And there's also a Google Assistant button, plus the battery supports quick charging. Also, the Huawei Kirin 980 chip was there. Now, you might be looking at it going, oh, well, it's not much there, but the kind of chip your phone uses has a great impact on what it's capable of. So at IFA, they introduced their next-gen mobile processor, the Kirin 980. It's the world's first 7-nanometer mobile processor, which means it's both smaller and more power-efficient than anything else currently out there. The smaller chip will allow for more room in their phones for other components, such as a bigger battery or improved cameras. Not only tinier, it's more powerful. It says the chip is 75% more powerful than the current 970 chip used in phones, while also being up to 58% more power efficient, which is always a good thing. Additionally, the chip will have the world's fastest Wi-Fi in a phone thanks to a faster onboard modem. Yeah, where's the modem in that thing? I don't know. You tell me. It's hiding out somewhere in there. And that is a truck going by the house, I believe. Moving on, we also took a look at the Samsung 85-inch 8K QLED TV. Virtually no native 8K content to watch so far. How's it going, Guardian? Hope you're having a great Labor Day weekend. But other than really nothing to watch, it doesn't mean that the 8K TVs aren't stunning to look at with the demo content. Bizarre indeed, thank you for the follow, appreciate it. I covered this in an earlier show, and it was quite impressive. 8K TV's massive, the borders are slim, and the display has a peak brightness of 4,000 nits, which is like, well, super duper bright. And it also supports HDR10 plus content, and has upscaling technology that can transform 4K content into 8K without trashing the picture quality. Also, the Polaroid One Step Plus was introduced. It's the best instant digital camera of 2017, back with a little bit of a twist. And the instant camera still shoots the good old type and 600 instant film, but now the lens is better for taking selfies, and when you connect the camera to the Polaroid Originals app, you get more shooting modes. So something to look forward to there. Also, the Lenovo Yoga Book C930 came out. 2 years ago, Lenovo introduced a wild dual-screen tablet-laptop book hybrid called the Yoga Book. Its marquee feature was its touch-based Halo keyboard, which would illuminate only when you needed to type. Cool concept, but the Halo keyboard was extremely limiting, so Lenovo went back and redesigned it, and instead of a Halo keyboard, it now has an e-ink display for its secondary screen. You can use it to read ebooks, take notes, scribble out drawings, and also bring up an e-ink keyboard. It's another cool idea, but e-ink is slow, and you can see it takes a second to kind of load things on the screen. That said, it gets props for trying new things, and it beats another boring laptop with super slim bezels. Also, the Sony Xperia XZ3 came out. There's a dozen decent mid-range phones that came out, but one that surprised them was this one. For years, Sony has lagged behind other flagship phones in almost every way. But with this one, well, Sony's finally nailing down the basics. The phone's got a sleek metal and glass design, a Qualcomm Snapdragon 845 chip, 4GB of RAM, 64GB of storage, a 3300mAh battery, and a 6-inch OLED display. There's a 19-megapixel camera on the rear, and a 13-megapixel one on the front. Best of all, it'll ship with Android 9 Pie. Not much information on cost or when it's shipping out in September here, but it's probably going to be aggressively priced because they want to make a comeback in mobile. And that's all for that. Now to move on to the video game releases, and there's a lot. I mean, I've looked through a whole bunch of stuff. But there's a lot to cover, so let's just jump right in. This is something that I do every month, being that it's the first time I'm doing this via live stream and video. It's kind of difficult for me to swap out scenes and do everything. I'll figure out something somehow. But we're just going to quickly recap some of the games, along with a couple other ones you don't know of yet that seem kind of interesting. As the summer is drawing to a close, September marks the beginning of a hectic video game release schedule that will run right up until Christmas. So, being that today is September 1st, let's see what's coming up. Weeks 1 and 2, September 1st to the 14th, are probably the busiest of the month and feature the highest profile games. Of course, PlayStation 4 owners will be looking forward to swinging through the skies of Manhattan in Spider-Man, but the likes of Dragon Quest XI offers something for the JRPG fan. Elsewhere, when it comes to multi-platform games, Shadow of the Tomb Raider is coming to Xbox One, PS4, and PC, losing the timed exclusivity that the previous game had. It's looking to be a far darker Lara Croft story. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, the PC Battle Royale juggernaut, finally leaves Xbox Early Access Program, and Xbox One owners will finally be happy there. Also, being that it is September, a lot of sports games usually come out during this month. NHL 19, NBA 2K19, and NBA Live 19 are arriving to give sports fans their fix. And I know at least one streamer who almost exclusively just plays FIFA. So he's definitely going to be looking forward to that. So, on September 4th, got a whole bunch of games to look forward to here. Ninjin Clash of Carrots, Super Street the Game, The Long Dark, Genesis Alpha 1, Planet Alpha, obviously Destiny 2 Forsaken expansion is coming out on the 4th, Slime Rancher, Claws of Fury, Son of a Witch, I haven't heard that one, God Wars, The Complete Legend, 428 Shibuya Scramble, Zone of the Enders, The Second Runner of Mars, Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age, and Moonfall Ultimate. On September 6th, we're looking at Lifeless Planet Premier Edition, Kentucky Robo Chicken. yep, that's the Switch game for you. Bro Force, another one. Gone Home is another Switch game. NBA Live 19 is coming out on the 7th, followed by Arcade Islands Volume 1, CG, A Fart for Melusina. The game titles for some of these are hilarious. Super Inefficient Golf. That's going to be interesting. You know how Switch loves to play it up with really goofy games like Snipper Clips and all games like that. And that really weird boxing game. Also, Mummy Pinball. Immortal Unchained. Marvel's Spider-Man. SNK Heroines. A-Team Frenzy. V-Rally 4. NASCAR Heat 3. And that's all that's coming out on the 7th. On the 10th comes Dust, An Elysian Tale. On the 11th is Dakar 18, Nefarious, Boundless, NBA 2K19. On the 12th, Construction Simulator 2, Time Carnage. And on the 13th, BFF or Die. Also, Mega Aquarium, Super Dragon Tactics, Senran Kagura Reflections. And let's see, Old School Musical. These games are getting more and more goofier and defunct. On the 14th, we're looking at Shadow of the Tomb Raider, NHL 19, and Black Clover Quartet Knights. We're actually going to be taking a look at a couple of these games and a couple other ones that weren't announced. There's a lot of games that come out, and me trying to pull everything together for all this stuff is... it's almost a monumentous task in and of itself, just making sure all the game releases are tallied up properly. I'm not sure what this button does. I don't know. Hang on. Why are you here? We'll just have to ignore that delete button. I don't know why. So, looking forward to weeks 3 and 4. Keep in mind that this and all the other show notes will be listed over at technewsgadget.net. We're looking at the article over at Twinfinite to see the video games that will be coming out this month. The second half of the month may be a little bit quieter, There certainly still are some games to look out for. Fans of story-driven episodic adventure will be happy to hear that the second episode of the final season of Telltale's The Walking Dead is releasing, as well as the beginning of the second Life is Strange game. Life is Strange 2 will offer more varieties than the first game and follows two brothers who are new to the series. Oh gosh, I remember the I remember that first game. It was good to a point, but then it just drove you nuts because the AI controlling the other guy was just dumb. Anyways, the huge FIFA franchise returns once again, featuring an all-new gameplay change, an expanded Ultimate Team mode, and a conclusion of Alex Hunter's story. It'll no doubt make EA Sports a lot of money once again. And obviously, I know one friend who exclusively streamed this game on his Twitch channel, so obviously he'll be playing FIFA even more. Here are the other game releases coming out for the second half of September. On the 18th, we're looking at Mutant Football League Dynasty Edition, Fishing Sim World, Labyrinth of Refrain, Coven of Dusk, Scribblenauts, Mecha Pack, The Bard's Tale 4, Barrows Deep, Zero Parsecs, Legendary Fishing, Warface, Anodyne, and Transference. On the 19th, we have Hover. On the 20th, we have The Gardens Between. And on the 21st, we have Broken Sword 5, The Serpent's Curse, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Torna, Golden Country, and 8-Bit Armies. On September 23rd, we see Paw Patrol on a roll. On September 25th, we see Air Missions, HIND. We also see The Walking Dead, Telltale Series, a final season, Episode 2, Punchline, This is the Police 2, Metal Max Xeno, Valkyra Chronicles 4. On the 27th, Life is Strange 2, Episode 1. And on the 28th, FIFA 19, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Namco Museum Arcade Pack. And finally, on the 30th, Monster Loves You. So this is a list that has all the games. Some are exclusive to PC, some are just PS4. And then some are rolled up in a whole bunch of Xbox One, released on Steam, or they're just updates, or they're on the Switch. So yeah, we'll have that and more. Be looking forward to in September, and then oh my goodness, when it comes to October, man, there are just it's going to be AAA after AAA game. It's going to be nuts. So I kind of like to keep an eye on like the Steam early access games coming out too. I know those aren't talked about as much because they're like, well, it's a smaller game, so why should we feature an indie game developer when we just want the big, hard-hitting games that we all like? Well, there are actually a lot of smaller games and indie games and mid-level range games that come out, and you're like, yeah, it's actually pretty good. Let's take a look at a couple. Although we'll see. It's subject to change. In the list of the games that are coming out this month in September is Generations Alpha 1. And apparently Genesis Alpha 1, for those of you wondering, is a revolutionary mix of roguelike shooter, base building, and survival that puts you in the role of an interstellar pioneer. In a near future ravaged by wars, corrupt regimes, and global capitalism left unchecked, have resulted in natural resource over-exploitation and pollution devastating the planet. Societies are collapsing. Supported by Earth's remaining governments, four influential corporations initiate the Genesis program. As a captain of a Genesis starship, you journey into uncharted space on the ultimate mission. Build and manage a space vessel, farm resources, deal with terrifying alien infestations, clone creatures, and explore a vast, randomly generated universe. Your goal, find new homes for humanity's DNA and save the species from extinction. Alpha 1 will be available on Steam, PS4, and Xbox One. Obviously, this is a game that was supposed to come out in January of 2019. It's actually coming out in September, like right now. So, something to look forward to. I've seen so many other games similar to this on Steam. Hopefully, they've found a nice little niche to settle into, and this game sorts out well. Graphic-wise, seems to be doing okay, but obviously when it comes to the top-down view, how battle views turn out, if you're able to get to a panoramic view, if this is a turn-based simulator thing, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's RPG simulation game, so we'll see how this game goes. Also, Dimension Drive is coming out on Steam. This is an intense space shoot-em-up challenge uses you to fight across two battlefields on one split screen. Instantly switch between them to dodge waves of bullets, reach secret areas, or surprise your enemies. Play solo or turn it up to 11 with a local co-op partner. Yeah, this game is... looking at a little bit of the gameplay of it right now, so if you're listening to the audio version. You want to talk about crazy? This is definitely crazy to the maximum. Like, can you even beat this game? Okay. So there you have it, Dimension Drive. Very interesting concept of a game. We'll see how it goes. Currently out for $13 on Steam. Moving on, Claws of Fury is a game that, you have to punch and claw your way through 40 fast-paced levels of pure mayhem while honing your ninja cat skills in order to rescue your master from the evil claws of an unknown enemy. Let's see, what do they got here? Let's play. Do you play? Okay. Oh, it probably was. Interesting story. It looks like a really interesting animation. Nice and simple. Your typical platformer. Yep. Reminds me of Ninja Turtles in a way. Maybe like one of those other arcade games as well. You got boss fights here. Take the fish instead of the... Yeah, there you go. A pretty interesting game. Not sure if you can have local co-op, but seems like a possibility with Claws of Fury. So there you have it. Also, Planet Alpha, as had been mentioned, is an adventure that takes place in a living alien world where you have the ability to control the day and night. It combines fast platforming, puzzles, and stealth elements within a unique art style to create an unforgettable experience. Apparently this has won a lot of awards for the past couple of years. See, it looks interesting. The posters are looking pretty nice. So yeah, it goes right to the YouTube. Okay, I can't get that little delete thing off. I don't know why. Planet Alpha is coming out on PC, Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. That does look pretty nice. Own unique style here. Finally, even though I've covered a whole bunch of games that actually have release dates, I know there's at least a couple that don't. All they are slated for is a September launch. One of which, for those of you who are interested in this Battle Royale, Hunger Games, you know, dropped all on a map, best of 100 wins, last man standing, I know one of which is Dying Light's take on Battle Royale is coming out. And obviously there's Fortnite. So for those of you who are sick of Realm Royale, PUBG, Bad Blood with, well, okay, that's not Dying Light, Bad Blood hasn't even come out yet, or Fortnite, and it's driving you to no end about this stupid purple cube that's rolling down a hill, who gives a flip, fart, the developers over here, have another option for you guys. It's called Battle Right Royale. Right now they're in the closed beta. Not much is known about this game. You can play for free. They do have a trailer that goes along with it, but you have to have signed up for a closed beta invitation and chosen. That's the keyword here in order to see if you qualify. Not everybody's getting a chance to play this, so we'll see how it goes. Let's take a look at the trailer really quick. This is the final game to wrap up, so enjoy, guys. No, I can't get the delete button off the screen. I have no idea how.
Hello?
Well, apparently you fly on a dragon in this one.
There is no secret to winning. Just do it.
Do it.
Smash everything!
Just kidding, this isn't one of those games, it's something entirely different. Just if you're looking for another game to do.
Bye bye.
Meet the thunder!
Yummy, 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 I want food in my tummy!
Oh gosh, this is gonna be one of those games. So, there you have it, Battle Right Royale, coming soon, but if you want to play, you have to sign up for the closed beta access. I'll have a link to this in the show notes as well if you guys are interested in that. So, I think that covers everything for today. I know that was a long list to get through, and I blew through about half of it. There's just a lot of games coming out, and I wasn't even able to cover probably the other half of the games, but just bringing you guys the highlights so far. If I happen to miss anything on today's show, or there's something specific that you want to keep you informed on, let us know. You can either let us know in the chat room right here, or via Twitter. We are at Tech News Gadget. Just say, hey, let me know about this game, and we'll be sure to do our best to keep you informed and up to date on the games and gadgets that matter to you. That wraps up this episode of the Latest in Tech News podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick. This show is a production of Tech News Gadget. For the latest in tech, gadget, and gaming news, head on over to technewsgadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.